gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jess Lynn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your questions, both medical and behavior, about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with VitaCraft. And it's lick and lap, or purr sticks. But the lick and lap is a... amazing treat for your cat. It's a 5-pack saucy terrine snack that you push out. It's a paste, creamy paste that they'll fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can get it at Walmart.com or in pet stores. Don't forget also Good Pets food supplements and treats. If you put the promo code of pets in the promo box, you get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com for your dogs. Also, Life Boost Coffee, the best coffee that you're ever going to have in the world, and I guarantee that. I love this coffee. And you can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Make sure you put the /pets, and you'll get 58% off. Please join me in Costa Rica this year. You can join us by calling Colette Tours at 800-581-8942. You can find out more information about the tour either on our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio or at our website, talkinpets.com. The booking number is 1299-885, and you got to do it now so you could save $100. But it's a tour that you will never forget in Costa Rica. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talk to the animals. Just imagine it. Chatting to a chimp and chimpanzee.
Imagine talking to a tiger.
Chatting to a cheetah. What a neat achievement that would be.
Indeed it would.
If I could talk to the animals.
Yes, learn their languages.
Maybe take an animal degree.
Good idea.
I'd study elephant and eagle.
Buffalo and beagle.
Alligator.
Guinea pig.
And flea.
To name but a few. You could converse in polar bear and python.
And I would curse in fluent kangaroo.
If people asked you, can you speak rhinoceros?
I'd say of Cosserus. Can't you?
You know I can.
If I conferred with our furry...
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
You remember Dr. Doolittle?
Yes.
Yeah, there's been a couple of them, but I think that song is from the original. But I think actually, I don't know how many there were movies they made of Dr. Doolittle.
I don't know how many they remade.
Eddie Murphy did, I think, the last one. I think it was Eddie Murphy.
Was it his daughter? That did another one? Wasn't there a woman?
There might have been, actually, that come to think of it. I can't remember, actually. But there's been a few of them. It seems like something like that is always easy to evolve.
Yes.
And bring it out like a decade later, because mm-hmm. you got a whole new slew of kids that would probably love that, because there's animals all over it.
Yeah.
So what kids don't like animals?
And you can come up with new stories, and there's so many types of animals.
Right. So I wanted to ask you, actually, in terms of... So there was a study done based on a survey of 1,000 North American pet parents, uncovers a service gap between what pet owners expect and what veterinary clinics currently offer in terms of digital engagement and communication options.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the key findings, 57% of pet parents have experienced difficulty booking appointments at their vet clinic. They say 42% don't receive reminders for appointments or vaccines, despite 87% say they feel this is an important aspect of customer service. I would agree with that because I know there's times that in the human sense, I forget or I have it on my calendar and I overlook it. So a backup call is usually pretty good. 78% feel it's important to be able to book appointments at any time, basically on any device. That's 78%. 31% are likely to switch clinics, rising to 40% among younger pet owners. Some pretty interesting percentages there. What do you think in terms of that?
Well, I'm surprised if I go back, if I'm remembering, because you threw out a lot of numbers.
Yeah, the I bet you it's a 57.
I'm surprised that it sounded like not a lot of clinics sent reminders, because that's something that we all really are trained to do, or when we go to conferences and such. If you go to any management meetings at all, they will talk about reminders for yearly exams. And by law, in order to prescribe any medication or authorize any medication that's a prescription drug that you buy online, we have to have a yearly exam. We have to have laid our hands on that pet. Otherwise, it would be against the law to sign a script or, you know, write a script or okay a script online even. So that's a pretty important thing. So I that's interesting to me. Because we are of the same age.
Mm-hmm.
I come back from the day where we did it all by snail mail.
Right.
You know, we bought the little postcards, and either the way back when the staff filled them out or they were computer generated, and every month you sent out your reminders for the vaccines for the dog or cat or their yearly exam. And that was just something that you just always did. And now a lot of it is digital. And I have someone, I have to confess that I love technology, but I'm not that wonderful at it. But I do have someone that works with me that is, and she's right on it. And she does all the, now she has everything where she can text everybody and, you know, or email or whatever. And so she's got the text reminders going.
Well, you got to figure there's actually there are more of the younger generation that have moved into, like, I even get this with the radio show, is that a lot of the younger people think in marketing and advertising, like, it's all digital. We have to do digital. We have to do this.
Right.
It has to be.
And they prefer it.
Right. And they don't want to look at radio, but the radio reach, it's been proven back and forth that there's a huge reach. And, you know, the thing is with radio, you could take it no matter wherever you go. I mean, it's accessible. And I always like to say it's free.
Yes, it is. And plus, you get, to me, I don't think radio would ever go away, because you get that, what we're doing now, the conversation back and forth,
right,
that, you know, in that thought process, new ideas coming into our heads, you know, that you wouldn't get necessarily digitally.
Right.
In real time.
No, I agree. I agree. You know, that's why I think with even in the world of radio versus in the world of veterinarian animals and everything, basically, there's a big difference, because in radio, we've mixed radio with digital. So we have both.
Right.
But with vets, I can see where digitally you guys need to progress into more of, like, kind of those percentages said. But another interesting fact, with pet spending declining 4% in 2024, despite recent growth in pet ownership levels, this report warns that clinics failing to adapt could lose clients to competitors. And they say basically what pet parents feel and important when interacting with their veterinary clinic, 87% of them say getting useful reminders about appointments and vaccinations, which I think is interesting on that. 83% ease of accessing or sharing their pet's health records. 78% ability to book appointments anytime on any device. And again, that's going into the younger generation where they have all of this stuff out there. And 77% communicating with the clinic via text or online chat. So it's almost like what they're kind of saying is, for any business right now, radio, veterinary, whatever the business would be, you at least need to have somebody in there that is suave with modern technology.
I would agree. Our clients, I mean, we try to accommodate whomever. We still have some clients that prefer the phone call. And so we respect that and we do that. But I would say the bulk of the clients, and this is of any age, they like the text because they don't really want to pick up the phone necessarily.
I agree on the text thing. Yeah. I would rather get a text than have somebody call me, because with so much like spam calls out there, and the call doesn't come through saying Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital.
You're not going to pick it up?
Right. I never pick it up if I don't know what it is. So I do like the text, because this way you're seeing it. So I agree on that.
And I can go back to it if I've forgotten the time and look at it again.
100%. I agree on that as well. So it's checking yourself, basically.
Yes.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have a question on medical or behavior? This is Talkin' Pets.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Out of San Bernardino, California, the fate of a beautiful shepherd mixed pup hangs in the balance in San Bernardino, California. The year-old dog, Carly, has been at the city animal shelter since March 11th. The facility is a frightening place for an unwanted dog to be. The kennels are crowded, and each week, unclaimed pets are put down. Even adorable puppies like Carly. This lovely girl should be soaking up love and attention in a home, but instead, she is just trying to survive. You can help change her fate by networking her adoption information. Somewhere out there is a person who can save Carly's life. Please help this information and reach them. The adoption information is petharbor.com. You can check that out. Also, you can call San Bernardino City Animal Shelter at 909-998-4000. Ask for information about animal ID A577102. For pictures of Carly, you can check them out at animalvictory.org. And don't forget, all of these stories and others that don't make it on air are posted on talkinpets.com. So you can find the phone numbers and information at will by going to the website. Visit talkinpets.com for this information and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Somebody save me, me from myself. Has been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Yeah, there's so many animals out there that need homes. But if you want to check out that Carly, you could do so. Go to our news section at talkinpets.com, and you'll find out all the information. And animalvictory.org is a great organization that I'm working with. And you can see more stories and petitions at animalvictory.org in order to put justice out there for animals. So also check them out as well. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So, if you can name this animal sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with a bag of Life Boost coffee, or you can go with the pods, if you have a Keurig or so on and so forth. You can also go with Vitacraft and Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks for your cats. From Good Pets Foods, we have for your dogs, we have the Treat Supplements and Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic and Daily Multivitamin. You get all three of them that come out for you to try with your dogs. We also do have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have the new book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, What I Learned from My Dog. I also do have some power paws in these little socks if you have a chihuahua. And also I do have an easy walk harness for a chihuahua. It's in black and silver. I always feel weird when I say chihuahua. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
You know, the one time when I first, many, many years ago, as you remember, I'll never forget when I went to pronounce the word by looking at it, I said, I'm even embarrassed to say it. I said chihuahua.
A lot of people jokingly say chihuahua.
That's what it looks like to me. But no, it's chihuahua. So name this animal, and if you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? So pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401. Don't be afraid to call. You won't be down under. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, if you know what creature makes that sound. Which I think, Sue, when you rolled your eyes when I said something, that you knew what I was doing. And these creatures are marsupials. So, 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. You know, there's been also the French Bulldog, for some reason, is still on the top of the list for dog ownerships. Do you see a lot come into Livingston?
Yes, we do.
So, I was at a store the other day, and I did see one that these two girls and a guy had. It's like every time I turn around, there's a French Bulldog.
Very popular right
extremely
now.
Popular. We're going to go out to, that was quick, Vince in Oklahoma. Hey, Vince, do you know what creature that we were talking about? Do you have an idea of what it is that made that sound?
Barrel?
You think it's an owl?
A sparrow bird.
Okay, so you're going on the bird premise. Mm-hmm. So, okay, and you heard the right one, right? You heard this sound right here, what the sound that we played now, right?
So, can I hear it again?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up for you again, hopefully, and see if you know. I can see where you're going with it. So, again, what do you think it is?
Well, I'll take a guess. Pigeon?
A piggy?
Pigeon?
A pigeon. You think it's a pigeon?
Yeah.
He's as clumsy as he is stupid.
Sorry, you are incorrect on that one. It is not a pigeon. But you can always try in another one, but that is incorrect. So that was Vince in Oklahoma. That was wrong, but we'll see if somebody else knows what it is. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Let's see real quick if Rocky, our buddy Rocky there, knows. Rocky, what do you think it was?
Well, the sound I heard was a cardinal.
A cardinal.
Northern cardinal.
Where'd you dig this bozo up?
That would be incorrect on that one. So,
really?
Yes. You might be on a refeed of another show there, because that was a recent
possible.
One. That could
it
be.
A whistle. It's a cardinal whistle. So.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
I wish someone would tell me what it is that I've done wrong. Why I have to stay chained up and left alone so long. They seemed so glad to have me when I came here as a pup. There were so many things we'd do while I was growing up. They couldn't wait to train me as a companion and a friend, and told me how they'd never fear being left alone again. The children said they'd feed me and brush me every day. They'd play with me and walk me, if only I could stay. But now the family hasn't time. They often say I shed. They do not even want me in the house. Not even to be fed. The children never walk me. They always say, not now. I wish that I could please them. Won't someone tell me how? All I had, you see, was love. I wish they would explain why they said they wanted me. Then left me on a chain.
And I wrote that quite a while ago. If you would like a copy of it, you can email me your address and I'll send it out. You can email me at johnpatch, J-O-N, patch, at talkinpets.com. Also, don't forget, check out the website at talkinpets.com for more information and news. But we want to talk to you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, 818-818-6401, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
A mysterious foam on a South Australian beach is being blamed for more than 100 surfers becoming ill and for the deaths of leafy sea dragons, fish, and octopuses. Health authorities have closed Waitpinga and Parsons Beach, about 80 kilometers south of Adelaide, and say the foam could be due to a microalgal bloom driven by hot temperatures, still water, and an ongoing marine heat wave. Surfers in the local area have complained of blurred vision, itchy eyes, and coughing and breathing difficulties. It's just covered in a really heavy, dense yellow foam, with a fair bit of green, slimy, scummy stuff on the beach at the tide lines, local surfer Anthony Rowland said. Rowland posted pictures online of dead sea creatures washed up on the beach, including the sea dragons, which are close relatives of seahorses. He said there was visible evidence that something weird is in the water. The pictures show the foam bubbling over rocks and forming snaking colored lines in the sand. Some of the foam has a bit of rainbow effect in the bubbles, Rowland said. After going out in the water on the weekend, he had a respiratory reaction. I was really raspy. It was sort of like when you inhale a potent cleaning product if you're cleaning a kitchen sink or something. It hit the back of my throat, he said. The reaction to his post was absolutely overwhelming, he said, adding that he and others worked out there were more than 100 people affected. And he is worried that it is spreading to other beaches on the Fleuro Peninsula. In the last 24 hours, there's dead fish along Victor Harbor, Middleton, and Encounter Bay. It's definitely hit the Victor coast, and there are dead octopuses in Middleton, he said. A State Environment Department spokesperson said in a statement that beaches were closed in the interest of safety and that authorities were investigating. Waitpinga Beach and Parsons Beach within the Newland Head Conservation Park will be temporarily closed to the public in response to a fish mortality event in the area, the spokesperson said. The beaches will be reopened as soon as possible. The State Environment Protection Authority said in a statement it was aware that dead fish had been found at Waitpinga and Parsons beaches, and surfers have reported suffering from health symptoms such as itchy eyes and blurred vision, coughing and breathing difficulties. The EPA have received multiple reports that dead fish and seahorses could be found on shore and that there was red staining on the sand and foam on the beaches. The EPA are working with other agencies to attend the scene and take water samples. It is believed the event could be due to a microalgal bloom that has been driven by hot temperatures and still water and an ongoing marine heat wave, with temperatures currently 2.5 centigrade warmer than usual, with little wind and small swell contributing to conditions. South Australia is experiencing drought conditions and has had recent bouts of extremely hot weather. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. And we do have an animal sound out there, and we were wondering if somebody might know what the answer is. And it goes a little bit like... So I think the other guys that called from Oklahoma were listening to a previous hour out there. And but hopefully, I think Scott in San Diego is listening live right now, and I think he might know what it is. What do you think, Scott? What creature is that?
Well, you gave us a little bit of a clue. At first, I thought it was a turkey, but with your little bit of a clue, I don't think it's a kangaroo. But I'm gonna guess. I want to say wombat.
You think it's a wombat?
A herd of wombats.
Okay, a wombat.
What are you, well, stoned or stupid?
And it's from Australia.
Yeah, no, you're in the right vicinity, but that was incorrect. So. Sorry on that one, Scott. It was a good shot, but that's not it. So that was Scott out there in San Diego. He was incorrect. It's not a wombat, although the wombat has been in the news. I don't know if you heard about that girl that actually that was out there and grabbed the baby wombat away from the mom, kind of like the little junior we have here in the studio right now. Someone's deciding to be known all of a sudden. So 818-818-6401 if you know what it is. And again, it sounds like... pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know what it is, and we're going to go out to Vance, and Vance is in Oklahoma. Hey, Vance, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good, good. Hopefully you got the right sound on that one, and what do you think it is?
Oh, is it?
I will tell you, I'll give you a clue. It is a marsupial.
Okay.
Goes a little bit.
Penguin?
What do you think it is?
A penguin?
A penguin.
Great. Another stupid human being.
Sorry, Vance. That is all incorrect. Right. Sorry, man. That's Vance out there in Oklahoma. He was wrong. We're still looking for the answer. I think marsupial gives it away if you know what a marsupial is.
Yeah. There's a couple different ones, though.
We're going to go out to Nashville area, Murfreesboro, and see if Will knows. Will, what do you think it is?
Will knows. Will, what do you think it is? Will knows.
I think it's a koala.
A koala. Good guess. I mean, you are down under with that, but...
No, sorry, that is wrong.
You are incorrect. Sorry on that one.
Aw, jeez.
Sorry, Will. Keep listening.
Come on, head down.
There you go. Will in Tennessee was wrong. It is not a koala. We're going all around the speck of down under, but no one's got
it
yet.
It's a hard one, kind of.
I don't think it's that hard. I mean, 818.
You know what it is.
That's true. 818-818-6401. Call Sydney. Take a guess. You got choices. Cat treats by Vitacraft. Dog treats by Good Pets Foods. Coffee by Life Boost. Don't forget, you can get 58% off your first order if you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. And we're going to go out to San Diego and see if Paul knows. Paul, I think we rationalized it down to a certain creature, and I think you might have it. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think it's Kamala Harris on the campaign trail.
You've just committed a fatal error. There's nothing we can do for you.
Sorry on that one. That is incorrect, Paul. But do you want to take a stab at what animal it is? That would be a no. But, yeah, well, I'm not going into the political realm, so I got to fight myself to keep off it. We're going to go out to another caller at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you know what it is, we're going to go to Joseph. And Joseph is in New York. Joseph, other than the political sense, what do you think?
I think it's a possum. Could be.
A possum.
We have marsupials over here. Only two. Platypus, duck, and possum. That's it. That's the only thing I can guess.
Well,
7 years of college down the drain.
Sorry. Incorrect, Joseph.
Wow, good one.
You too. Say hello to New York for me. So the main one is still out there. I mean, everybody's skipping over this one. Down under, marsupial. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, maybe you'll know what that sounds like.
Kind of doesn't sound like you think they would sound.
No,
though.
I think it's a group of them.
Yeah.
So it is kind of a bizarre little sound, but somebody might know. 818-818-6401. Everybody else was wrong. Treats are still out there. Call us. This is Talkin' Pets.
You will understand when I touch your hand so tenderly.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Did you know your daily cup of coffee could be hiding harmful toxins? Most coffee is drenched in pesticides, but not Life Boost. We're Dr. Crafted and certified organic, third-party tested for 450-plus toxins like molds, glyphosate, and heavy metals. Just to make sure, because your health deserves more than a caffeine fix. Life Boost isn't just clean, it's powerful. Packed with antioxidants to support brain, heart, and metabolic health without the toxins. Love your cup, love your body. So go right now to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. But hurry, this deal won't brew forever. Life Boost Coffee, crafted for your health, loved by your taste buds. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets.
Do you love going on a cruise? Or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
my phone.
Okay, so you're listening to Talking Pets, and we're going to try and see if Gabriel in Murfreesboro, WGNS out there, knows the answer. And I picked out the same creature, but a different tone. And let's see. Much different tone. What do you think? We did say down under. We did say marsupial. What do you think, Gabriel?
Has kangaroo been a guess yet?
That would be, you got it right. Kangaroo was not picked. Everything beyond and around was picked, but not kangaroo. So you're right. So congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Do you want to go with Life Boost Coffee? Do you have a cat? Do you have a dog? We have a whole bunch of things. We've got the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, What I Learned from My Dog. I've got the collapsible water bowl for your dog from Talking Pets. I got, if you got a chihuahua, I've got a harness for that, or little booties. What do you think?
I have two cats, so anything cat-related works just fine.
I'm going to send you out the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, and we'll send that out to you there in Murfreesboro.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gabriel. Stay online and speak with Sydney so we can get your address, and we'll ship that out to you from Vitacraft. That's Gabriel out there in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So congratulations. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. addressed the worsening avian flu crisis, saying vaccinating birds turns them into mutation factories. Instead, he recommends letting the birds who survived the virus continue to breed. Kennedy, the Secretary of the United States Department of Health and Human Services, spoke to Fox News host Sean Hannity, who I know, March 11, saying avian flu will never be eradicated, as the virus is endemic in wild populations of birds who spread it to the domestic flocks. He went on to say, all of my agencies have advised against vaccination of birds because if you vaccinate with a leaky vaccine, in other words, a vaccine that does not provide sterilizing immunity, that does not absolutely protect against the disease. You turn those flocks into mutation factories. They're teaching the organism how to mutate. It's much more likely to jump to animals if you do that. All my agency heads from the National Institute of Health, Centers of Disease Control, and Food and Drug Administration have all said we should not be vaccinating. It's dangerous for human beings to vaccinate birds. As one 2020 study in the Journal of Biology explained, many livestock and human vaccines are leaky because they've blocked the symptoms but do not prevent infection or onward transmission. The U.S. does not currently vaccinate birds against the avian flu. Two vaccines are approved in Europe to prevent the avian flu in chickens, according to the European Medicines Agency. However, the EMA advises it, during an outbreak, preventive vaccination of the most susceptible species in high-risk transmission areas was the best option to minimize the outbreak's number and duration. In the United States, farmers are currently culling infected animals as a way to mitigate the spread of the flu. The question is, should you cull those flocks, Kennedy asked? They should isolate them. You should let the disease go through them and identify the birds that survive, which are the birds that probably have a genetic inclination for immunity, and those should be the birds that we breed. He then advised intensively that therapeutic drugs on those flocks to help develop a drug that potentially is useful in human beings to treat avian flu. That's what we should be doing. We've killed 166 million chickens, Kennedy said. That's what we have, and that's why we have an egg crisis. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Fluffy fold, the scrambled nature of my soul. I'm cracking up as I begin to see the bits of me within this.
I almost wanted to just like let the song keep playing. You're the veterinarian. I don't know. I personally don't agree with that theory. I
keep thinking it's too simplistic,
right,
of you, myself, John. I have to say that. I think there's probably more considerations, I guess.
Than that.
As I would say. I mean, I have people ask me, I will say, because I'm a small animal avian veterinarian, so I deal with people's pet birds. I have a lot of people who have backyard chickens and love them dearly as individuals, not just as egg makers.
Here's my thought on that, though. So if you don't get them vaccinated, I mean, if you don't cull them, meaning kill them, and they go through the process of having avian flu and they live through it, that doesn't mean that they're not going to pass it on in their meat or in their eggs, because they say it passes on in the eggs, but then if you cook the eggs well, then supposedly it cooks it out.
Right.
And in the meat, you know, if you throw it to animals and stuff, then those animals could pick up, like it is right now in cat food. There's been cases from Savage brand that they said has bird flu in the meat for the cats, so they pulled those.
Mm-hmm.
So that is happening. So it just because that bird becomes immune doesn't mean that you will.
And viruses change rapidly, as we know.
Right.
Know, like we have our flu vaccines are different every year because there are different strains of stuff out there. So I don't claim to be a research virologist at all. So really anything I say is just based on what people ask me and what I've read. And I was reading that the USDA did conditionally approve a license for an avian flu vaccine for poultry. When they say conditionally approve it, that means, I guess, that it's not commercially available yet. And, you know, so people ask me, you know, what about my parrots? What about my chicken flocks in the backyard? And I don't currently have, we don't have a vaccine that is approved that we can get for that. And I know there's not something for people either currently.
Right, there's not.
So, you know, we're still,
you know, I get learning. It. I mean, we are afraid of the fact that it just blows into a pandemic, bird flu,
right,
which it
right.
can once it,
it
goes from people to people.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I have chickens in my backyard. They say they're susceptible to it if there's birds around, wild birds that may have it,
correct,
droppings or anything like that. But the thing is that I don't know. If I was given a chicken to eat with no bird flu versus one that has a strain of bird flu, but it lived, I'm going for the one that doesn't have the bird flu. I don't want to risk anything, even though that chicken lived.
Yeah.
Think about it and think, you know, for yourselves. But we got to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Thanks for joining us here. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we say goodbye for now. Thanks. Congratulations to Gabriel out there in Murfreesboro. And bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.